Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
orders of the day, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
so
you,
we're way past 20 minutes, by the way.
Say that again.
We're way past 20 minutes for this
Thank
election.
You. I wish you had
And we have another election to do, too.
With that being said, I will handle this with Mr. Goodman and get back to you. Now, the position of treasurer, are there any nominations?
Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Yes, I nominate Adriana Casanave.
This is Sandy. I nominate Teresa Allen.
Second.
I second that nomination.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. So there are two positions that I have to explain. I will call him in the morning. Somebody please text me his phone number.
Chair, question.
Yes.
Did they accept?
Did you two accept?
I accept.
Adriana?
Yes.
Yeah. They didn't say no. They accepted. So I will get with Mr. Goodman. Isn't he?
Yes. Madam Chair, he probably would prefer to be emailed.
Okay. Well, if somebody texts me his email, I will get on that night before I go to sleep to ask him if he's amenable to doing this. If not, I have a couple of people in my head to ask, and I will ask them as well. So,
okay.
Hopefully
Madam
we can
Chair,
have this. Yes, Dwayne.
I just would like the short privilege you extended, Teresa, since we didn't establish
this
any guidelines public. And rules,
oh,
which we normally
weren't
do.
Weren't they pleasant?
Since we normally
I'm sorry,
do
say
establish.
That again.
I said, weren't they pleasant?
I mean, and when I called her back, she started screaming at me. You must be new. Because we've never had to do that. I'm like, no, lady, I am
Power.
Not Paula. She just screaming. See, we have problems out of her all the time. She's the one that had
I love it. You got a double. You have to work, you know. I love it. That
okay.
shows how difficult
Moving
her job
along.
Can be.
We've done officers. I got my instructions.
But Madam Chair, I want to motivate just like Teresa motivated. Okay. I'll be brief. I'd like to say that, members for the sake of the foundation and for the sake of the KPFT, consider not just voting the party line.
I would agree.
Because when you look at the level of knowledge, you look at the experience and you look at the demonstrated abilities. Adriana documents such as spreadsheets, budgets. Now, I've worked with Teresa in the last year on the National Finance Committee. And I'll say this nicely. She has demonstrated it's above her pay grade, that it's beyond her. And yet, some of you may be able to give her instructions about what to get, what to ask
you know
for,
what?
Except,
yeah,
hey, listen.
Point of order.
You can't allow
stating,
him to do that.
The only thing I'm pointing out is that for the sake of this foundation, for the sake of the KPFT, you
Dwayne.
Need to put someone in this position that knows the job.
Dwayne. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm admonished.
Thank you,
Dwayne. Telling the truth.
I'm trying to find an agenda. And whoever is mumbling, put yourself on mute.
I'm sorry. Did I miss something?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk offline.
You entertained us, though.
You entertained us.
I'm sorry. I told y'all I'm multitasking over here.
I know you multitasking over there.
I got to save the children. I got to save the children.
I know.
You got stress on that job, yeah.
Moving back to the Pacifica National Board Committee reports, Lyndon already spoke, so the next directors. Dwayne, I know you're one of them. You got something to say? You got a report?
As the senior member of the delegation, I generally take the last, but I'll go up. I'd like to point out that the national board has accomplished more this year than it has accomplished in the last 3 years. And I say that to say that through the leadership of Lydia Brozon, she has demonstrated that she picked up where she left off. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there people got a problem with each other. You think this is bad. People hold grudges for 10, 15 years at the national level. You can go off the board for 10 years and come back and folk don't want to vote for you because they remember what you did, what you said, not what you did and what you said, but who you were aligned with. So Lawrence and myself, Lawrence Reyes, who was just on this line out of KPFK, we had to make a deal with our coalition to get them to support Lydia Brozon over two other candidates. And in the last 12 months, this lady, this woman has worked for free, which saves the foundation somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000 plus of what we've paid previous EDs and IEDs plus benefits. And yet some are still not satisfied. But what this woman has accomplished is to get the foundation a rating from a national group that rates national foundations to where we were an F for the last 5 to 10 years. And now we're at a C plus on our way to a B. And I don't know if she can continue or will continue to work for free, but I know for a fact that she has done such a professional job in navigating through a $400,000 deficit that one of our buildings incurred in California. And she works with attorneys in California and got that overturned. She also navigated us through the PPP loan process. And of course, something happened at WBAI that precluded us from getting the large amount that we may have gotten, but had nothing to do with her. But others would put that yoke around her neck as well. With respect to our receiving a minimum amount of EIDL loan as opposed to a large amount of EIDL loan because the rules were changed in the middle of a lot of confusion that occurred because of a filing that someone did at WBAI, which is no longer employed there. I go on to say that the work that the national board has done with the tenuous majority that I've been a part of has worked together to try to bring the finances in order, paying down a little bit of the national loan that we have. We have in place committees, a development task force, as well as a loan committee that I chair that is putting forth an effort to do what I asked 2 years ago, was what's the plan to pay off the loan?
Yeah, it's a good point.
And of course, several individuals, including Linda, you know, your credit where credit's due, have offered a suggestion as to how we raise money, how we create the fund in order to ameliorate that problem. And again, I acknowledge the fact that Lennon has brought an item to the table. Several other folk have brought an item to the table that these two committees are considering so that when the next board is configured, that board does have some work to continue. And yet I would say that having been on the national board 2 years now, that it's a different place than when I got there. Certainly the WBAI fiasco and now this new day coming back after what they did to WBAI and we fought back. And now with them coming back a second time, in case you don't know what New Day is.
Well, we know, just keep on. You got 1 minute.
It's a group of individuals. It's a group of individuals that largely Bill Crozier holds down here in the Houston area. KPFA is really the pantheon and the center of it all. But they're largely the ones who walked in court today to try to put the foundation in receivership at a time when the foundation is finding its footing. And so I would beware, and I would ask all of you to beware of those who would want to take this foundation into a place where it is a small group of quadrant of people who are going to so-called save the foundation. And incidentally, all of them have been a part of the foundation for the last 15, 20 years and have done absolutely nothing to raise money out of the miry clay. But my report is resoundingly that there is a IED named Lydia Brazon that has done us $150,000 plus worth of work for free. And if you get a chance, you ought to write her an email and tell her thank you, because I've served under six IEDs in 2 years. And I close by saying, those of you who have been in a professional environment know that anytime you have that much turnover with your management, that you are not going to be successful. So I'm imploring that the foundation, that the new board take a position that if we hire someone for the ED position, we give them a long-term contract and stop this 6 months, 12 months, you're out. Because what it does is send a mixed message to the foundation, to the members. It sends a mixed message to anyone paying attention to the finances and the direction of the foundation. And it also sends a message to the managers who say, I can outlive any ED or ID y'all put forth based on the pattern. So I'll be fighting for that if I was to go back. But in the end, the foundation is in better shape than it's been in the last 10 years.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne.
Not saying a lot, but.
Let me tell you where we are. It's 9:30. The other two, I'm going to move something around here, which I think is important. And that I feel like a report is important, which is the IGM, after the IGM, the MSRC. All of the other things, I feel like we can finish them in January. I will make sure to put them at the top of the agenda. But right now, we're at 9:31. We need to hear from the IGM. We need to hear from MSRC. The other two directors, do you have anything in addition to add that wasn't said by Lyndon or Dwayne?
This is Wally. No.
Okay. Thank you, Wally. Who else?
This is Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
The only thing I have to say is that I won't be staying on the call for the IGM report. But as far as the MSRC, I have been contacted by Lydia Brazon, and she has made a decision regarding the new general manager for KPFT. They are in the final stages of the background check and the signing of the contract. So okay, there's that.
Thank you. All right, the IGM report. Mr. Boney.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
All right. Maybe what I ought to do is just answer any questions. The state is in disrepair. It is locked down because of the mold, because of the electrical, because of the lack of security. The station was broken into. I reported that at the last meeting. One of our volunteers put plywood up, so we were able to secure the building. We've been looking for another location. We have some ideas about that, and I'll present them at a upcoming board meeting if the board wishes to consider that. There's no way that we can repair, raise enough money, or address the physical issues at the current location. That's gone. It can't be resolved. We had a number of people come in and assess the mold. The mold problem has gotten worse, so it's actually unhealthy to be in the station. That's essentially the physical state of the station. We are broadcasting remotely, and that is functioning relatively well. On our fund drive, we raised essentially enough money to go through the end of this year, maybe possibly a couple of weeks in January, and that is really stretching it. I would just say for the bottom line to the board is we got enough money to go through this year, and we're limping and struggling to figure out what we will be doing in January financially to pay the staff and pay our bills.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did I just hear you say that there's nothing we can do about the building?
The amount of funds, the building basically needs to be torn down. The cost of renovation, fixing the mold problem, the roof leak, the electrical problem, we're talking about $100,000 plus. So if we're going to spend $100,000 on that location, we probably need to tear the building down and start all over. And if the board and the staff and the volunteers can unite behind a vision and a strategy, we could then approach some foundations and major donors for and on behalf of KPFT. We cannot get that done if there's this internal dissension and fighting with ourselves, because no foundation is going to give money to an organization operating in this manner with these kind of issues and problems.
Madam Chair, I have a question or a comment.
Yes, and then Teresa.
Okay. Mr. Boney, I'm sure you probably are aware, given that your political acumen, that Congress, as we speak, is about to agree to a new stimulus package that should be voted on within a week. I believe McConnell agreed that he would not allow the Senate to leave without voting on a package, along with the $1.3 trillion continuation legislation to keep the government from shutting down. Now, I'm saying that to say, while this may not necessarily be on your watch, given the announcement that Sandra just made, that there likely will be another PPP round, which, because of KPFT only having three full-time equivalents and maybe a part-timer, that 2.5 months was what was allowed this last round. And even if the PPP is half of what it was, that money probably would be able to take KPFT to February, which allows a time to schedule another fund drive for the first part of the year. But I also wanted to ask you the question about, would you be willing, as you stated, if the board was interested, that you had been working on a plan to approach a couple of the local foundations to see some money into KPFT, but you did say the caveat would be that we needed to show, because they know our history and they know what's going on because of what happened with Bill, with Dr. Kamau was on television as well as Chronicle and everything else. But would you be willing to work on that, whether it was a contract part that could allow you to use those contacts you have that would see some money into KPFT for these new digs? Because I made the determination 2 or 3 years ago, a reasonable mind, that that building built in 1940 was not going to sustain us. So that was my question to you.
It was built before that, man.
Okay, my point. He said it was built before that.
And built for Texas.
It's over 100 years old, for those that want to know.
Oh, it is?
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I looked on the web on the Harris County Appraisal District as it built in the 1930s. So.
I'm willing to consider continuing to serve temporarily at KPFT. I say that somewhat reluctantly, because of all of the issues that you all know about. But I'm willing to consider it. There's one other thing that I want to say, and then I'll take any other questions. Teresa Allen has asked several times about a financial statement regarding the finances for the past year. I have forwarded that to our treasurer, Markeisha.
Business manager.
She's our treasurer. She has that information. I have I have no problem with transparency and all of that information being transmitted to the entire LSB. And so I have already forwarded that to her and
my message.
I and the board
Markeisha.
And follow up with
the business manager
to get that information.
Sandy for the stack.
Go ahead.
And Bill for the stack.
Thank you. Judon, you mentioned that Sandy, Judon, you mentioned we had live broadcasting remote. I haven't been made aware of any of that, and I don't think other programmers that I've talked to this week have knowledge of that. Can you give me some more details as to who is going remote live and the process to get on board here, please?
Yeah, the capacity to broadcast remotely from home has been made possible by our engineer, Bobby. It requires, software application that might cost.
It's $20. Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt. It's $20. It's called Lucy Light. And yes, you have to purchase that and install it on your machine.
Yeah, there's one and there's another one about the same cost. So we don't have any money in the KPFT budget. But if a programmer wants to invest $20, $25, $50, that would include a good microphone, they'll be able to broadcast live from home. Bobby's willing to train and mentor them so that they can do it. There have been a couple of programmers that have explored that. And so that can be done is the bottom line. Everybody's not doing it because of the multitude of other issues that we are trying to address as a board and as a staff and financially as well.
When you say everybody, you're talking about the programmers?
I'm talking about the programmers.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that from speaking to a number of programmers, again, this week, every week, there are some that do want to go live. Others prefer to just keep doing the pre-recorded broadcasts. However, Bobby has not reached out. You had mentioned in the past that there might be training. There's been no training. Nothing's been formalized, and communication is nil coming from Bobby. So it's impossible to move forward on any of this unless we formalize it and get this thing going. I would encourage a Zoom seminar to start talking about this, and I think we can get this knocked out pretty quickly for those that are interested in going that route.
Yeah, see, that's not really true. We have had board meetings, and they kind of go like this one. This, by the way, has been one of the better board meetings. Those of you that can remember some of the past two or three board meetings, they have not been very much productive. So we've not been able to move the ball forward. I guess the bottom line is that Bobby has made himself available and has been working to secure the building, put up the equipment that was not stolen, and doing Bobby was at the station for 3 or 4 hours. I was there for an hour and a half with the police. So when we say folk aren't doing whatever, we all don't have the same information and the same experience. So bottom line, we know, as you have just said, Sandy, that we can use several applications for people to be able to broadcast live. We also have a financial issue that is at our door. So what are we collectively going to do? Bobby has been responsive to me. He is not enthused about some of the discussion and the way it's gone in some of these meetings. He wants to go 1, 2, 3. This is what we need to do. 1, 2, 3. How do we get it done and move on?
Well, I understand. All I'm saying is get the programmers together, have a Zoom meeting, explain about the software and what needs to be done, identify the costs, explain the costs, and let the programmers move on. I mean,
yeah, I'm more than willing to do that.
Lots of our programmers continue to produce from home and put a lot of time in, all I'm asking you to do is to make that transparent to the programming community. That hasn't been done. Thank you.
May I?
Okay. Let me give y'all a time check. We're at 9:45.
I have a, I want to be on the track, Wendy.
Anybody that's going
Madam
to
Chair,
say,
I would like
yes.
to
speak. Can I finish my statement? Anybody that has to talk, we all know the problems. We all know the situation. Please just make your point. Your point can be made in one sentence.
Okay. I think Bill asked.
Wendy, to the deck.
Wendy, Susie. I heard you first. And
I'm first. Actually.
Who is I'm first?
Teresa Allen.
Privilege of Teresa Sanders.
Okay, well, Privilege. Teresa, I'm going to go to my, to, what was that thing we approved the other week?
The
Susie
progressive
is going first.
Stack. Yeah, I wanted to be on stack as well, please, Chair.
Okay, Susie going first. Cause Susie has not spoken tonight. Period.
Thank
go
you.
Go ahead, Susie.
Thank you. I just want to volunteer. I don't have a job and I haven't had a job for a year, but I would like to volunteer $25 for a programmer for the software. And that's my, and I move that others please take also the same route and so that we can get this going.
Oh, that's good.
I agree with that. Susie, thank you.
I'd be happy to pay it. Yeah.
Okay, well, Sue, okay. All
so
right.
So I'll do the first $25 for the programmer's software.
Okay. Susie, can I suggest that you choose your programmer and pick up the phone and call them and give them that blessing?
That'll be fine.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll do that.
Cause that's what I'm gonna do. Alright, Teresa.
Yes.
Okay, and then Wendy? Okay.
Yeah, Wendy. Then,
Judon, on November the 11th, our last LSB meeting, you said that you were working on a major proposal for prospective major donors for capital expenditures to pay for these, for either a building or, I haven't seen your plan. But you said you would have it be done by the following week. Have you sent that out yet?
No, I've not.
Okay. Have you sent out the picture of the mold that you said you were going to send? Because I haven't seen
any pictures out because I'm tied up with these meetings and meeting with the police and trying to secure the building. You know, basically our work is going like this meeting is going. So no, I haven't done that. And you can go down your list of 50,000 things that you suggest that I have not done, Teresa. I have no problem with that.
You spent an hour and a half with the police.
Teresa, no. He just said that. Get to the point. It is 9:47.
The point of the matter is, okay, so I'm looking for that. You said that you were going to have a vision and a strategy. I haven't received it. I haven't received the pictures. I haven't received any of the estimates for the remediation that you said you were sending. I haven't received,
just address that, Teresa.
May I get on stack as well? I don't know if
I'm only asking for what you've
Benicia,
called.
I got you on the stack.
And I'm the treasurer. So,
I
haven't received, and I have not received the items that our IED requested that you have Markeisha send to me as treasurer. Because I would like to understand the finances.
He just addressed it.
Pardon me?
He just addressed that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you're welcome to call Markeisha and ask her to send you another copy. We already sent this to the board, but you can have it again. There's nothing to hide. We don't have any money. So if you want to have an estimate on what it costs to remediate, address any problem that we don't have the money to address, I'm focused on trying to figure out how we're going to raise some money to get another location to keep the station on the air.
That's
not
what I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Judon, because last month you said that you were going to work on a proposal to reach prospective major donors so we would get the money. How's that coming along? I'm trying to help you.
Mm. How?
Well,
thank you, Teresa. As I understand it, my term at KPFT will end on December 31st.
That I don't know that.
Are you supposed to?
Well, I mean, we don't know whether this person will accept.
Oh, okay.
We're, you know, right now our general manager is Judon Boney. He's been the general manager for a year, and I'm trying to help. I love this station.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Adriana, and we're going to Wendy right now. It's 9:49. Go ahead, Wendy.
So what I'm interested in knowing is when you're saying that I'm dealing with a car insurance claim right now, and there was estimates to repair it that were wildly different, and now we have one thing that should definitely be totaled. So I'm trying to understand how is it that has it gone to like the national board or the IED or anybody to declare our building totaled, or because a lot of these problems that we talk about every month have been there the whole time, and it just feels like the building wouldn't be getting broken into if there was people there, and we have people that want KPFT to have a home, and then they're also, I'm just wondering, who decided that we have to get a new building? Because this is a debate that's been going on for 20, 30 years. We want to address whatever we can do to get a building back in service, because there's no way that the station can continue running this way. The programmers are disengaged, you know, everything's kind of all over the place. So, is there anybody else in on the decision to not fix the building or try to raise money to fix the building? I mean, or how do we come to that conclusion?
It was very disappointing to me to come to the realization that the building is not fixable. It simply is not. I have been to the building numerous times. Some people on the board, volunteers, contractors, professionals, when you go inside the building and look at it, you need to cover yourself because you may damage your own personal health. It is that bad. I'm sorry. I'm sad. It's not doable. If you want to identify some other person or persons to go and look at the building and say the same thing that I'm saying, I'm more than open it up and allow you to do that. Trust me, this is not a happy situation at all, but it's not repairable.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
And remember, Bill, I've been on the stack for quite a while.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Okay. Because I don't know how we're going to be able to afford another building, you know.
Okay. I'm going to say something about that building. Why are we even having this? The building needs to be fixed. There's nothing that you can do with that building right now because it is in a loan. That loan is not due and payable till April 2022.
And it belongs to the National Pacifica local station board. Can't do anything with it.
Right.
Nobody can
do
anything.
That's the larger point.
You guys waste too much time going back and forth.
And Madam Chair, the loan is due April 1st, 2021. So we only
thought they gave a year, Dwayne. I thought they gave a year.
Okay, that's a rumor that hasn't been actually discussed.
Okay.
The published word is 2021, but I don't want to step on Bill. I want to give Bill his time, but from a national standpoint, I'd like to address Wendy's question.
Go ahead.
Bill was on the stack. I want to respect that.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, it is kind of about that. I was going to ask Judon if I don't know if you've talked to Lydia about this, but I want to make sure you understand that
Madam Chair,
the building was sold. You know, you say it's not fixable. It's going to have to be torn down. The building sold. The proceeds go to the lender. We have no choice about it. It's in the loan contract. It won't go towards getting a new building. It won't go towards rent or mortgage or anything else. And right now, and no rent, and no property taxes.
Bill, you know that.
If we go somewhere else, we're not going to have that.
There was a mortgage on it. You just said it was a mortgage on it. You know it's encumbered, so it is a mortgage.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, the big lender, right, has the loan, right? But we don't have to pay. Well, Pacifica has to pay those interest payments, and right now we're really struggling.
18% left on my computer. So
have you considered that? And have you talked to Lydia about that, Judon?
I have talked to Lydia about it. If you have, I'd like to share the information with the board.
Okay, Dwayne, can you hold on for a second? Let me go to Venetia. Just hold on for a second. Venetia.
All right.
I don't know. Bill's voice gives me a headache, to be honest.
Oh, great.
Okay, let me go to Adriana, and then I'm going to come back to you. Adriana. I'm on time. Yes. We on the clock now. Say in the NFL. We on the clock. Go ahead, Adriana. Adriana?
She's muted.
Who, she's muted?
Yep, she was.
She doesn't know me.
I thought I heard her talk.
Yeah, I heard her.
Venetia, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Dr. Judon Boney, thank you for coming to these meetings and taking your time to answer these questions, some of which I'm so sorry that you're being subjected to this. You know, I was actually going to ask you about the situation with the programmers being able to do their shows live. I was just wondering, I'm presuming that programmers would call you or contact you some way if that's something they're in doing, I'm sure, correct?
We have had some conference calls with the programmers several times. I'm willing to do it again. Bobby has created a way using the software application that we already talked about for folks to be able to broadcast from home. Some can do it, some cannot. Those that wish to do it, we're more than happy to facilitate.
Right. Okay, that's kind of what I just wanted to get out there. You know, as a programmer myself, like, we haven't really had the opportunity to do live shows yet because we haven't, because COVID has been a mess. We're still doing pre-recorded shows. And I would just presume, you know, that any programmer that wanted to do that would come to you or come to Bobby and ask you themselves. I guess for me, you know, I don't know if y'all know, I'm like the youngest person on the board by like 20 years. And I was on the board when Dwayne Bradley was manager. And I'm just really getting sick of people.
No names, please.
Me, you know, and asking these like really ridiculous questions when Dwayne Bradley was not put to that same, not even like a passable standard. But anyways, I just think it's ridiculous. I'm so glad that you continue to come to our meetings and answer our questions. I really appreciate all of the work that you're doing. I know that without you and without Bobby, this station would not even be on air. I can't believe y'all have done this, you know, I can't believe we're even still here right now throughout COVID. And I just really, really appreciate you. I just want to let you know that. And I just want to let you know, I see what these other folks are doing. And as a point of personal privilege really fast, it's not appropriate, Teresa, for you to raise your voice the way you did at Dr. Boney. Sandy, it's not appropriate for you to keep nagging him about something. Like, we're all adults.
I don't need to be lectured, madam.
Dr. Boney, if they want to, about going live, we don't need to hear about it every month. Thank you. Again, Dr. Boney, thank you. Please tell Bobby.
I disagree.
Okay. Adriana is going to be the last... Last person
to speak. Nancy,
move to adjourn. Move to adjourn.
I'm not taking that until Adriana speaks.
I'm very sorry. First of all, I'm very sorry because it was me. I was trying to unmute and I leave the meeting.
I know that you
was me this time. I mean, nobody did anything to me. But what I want to say is a little few things. I was, said in the PNB Finance Committee meeting, our treasurer, Teresa Allen, said that I, the chair of the Finance Committee, KPFT Finance Committee meeting, didn't put a meeting there. That is not true. Because first of all, I don't know if you remember, Madam Chair, but in the last meeting, I told everybody, and it's in the recording, I'm waiting for the members to tell me when they are able to have a meeting. Yeah, only three people answered to me. Finally, I put the meeting. Then when Teresa says so, it's not true, Teresa. The meeting was post there. You were
December
on one
22nd.
Of the people. I'm sorry, Teresa, but it's my time to talk. You were on one of the
that's
people
privilege.
That answer.
Yeah.
You know, again, can you see, Madam Chair?
I see, because you did call a meeting for the 22nd. I saw it. What's the problem?
Exactly. But the problem is that was said at the national level was say something different. And what I want to everybody to know, read the notes of the people that are listening to our meeting, because we have a big problem. Two of the people that will run like officers of this LSB are people that belong, are the principal people in the New Day Pacifica that are trying to cost $150,000 last year, and we cost something similar this year and destroy the foundation. These are two of the officers that you want to vote for. Think about it. Think what you are doing. Stop voting because you are friends with somebody and see what you are doing for KPF. The foundation. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Nancy.
Nancy, hold on. It is now 10 p.m. Trust and believe I'm not going to be on this phone all night long. Now, I will give one move to extend. 15 minutes. And that's only because we started at 7:15. I know exactly what time we started. Is everyone in favor of that?
Motion to extend 15
yes.
minutes.
Thank you. Let's go.
Request to be on the stack.
Object.
Okay, Dwayne, I still got you
object
on the stack. But who was
minutes.
That just talking? Nancy.
Bill.
Nancy.
And Nancy. I need, hold on. I need everybody get to the point. Don't give me no names. Don't talk about nobody. Tell me what the point is and come on, let's go.
Read it to the stack.
Richard to the stack.
We didn't have a vote on extending time.
That's right. We have point of order.
We did have a vote. Nobody
objected.
We did objected.
By acclamation, y'all. What is
I objected.
It takes a two-thirds vote.
I move to adjourn.
Who was that?
Sandy. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Sandy,
we have a bylaw amendment obligation to do a town hall meeting, and that was discussed, and it's on you unfinished business. We need to agree on doing this. The year is going out.
Nancy, I think we're going to have a town hall. We don't have to.
Motion.
December 19th, 2 to 4 p.m. town hall.
Nancy, can you put that in the chat?
Okay, but I already sent it by email to everybody before the meeting. And
okay,
also.
Just put it in the chat again.
I haven't even seen it yet.
Okay, I'll put
it
in the chat again. And also a LSB programming committee to organize and to start. The National Programming Committee is already making a new design, but we need just to have one. We need to have one because we don't even have a program director. We don't, and
Nancy,
we're about to lose our
Nancy,
manager.
I need you to put that in the chat. And when, let me tell you something, because Dwayne said it earlier tonight, which is so true. We are getting so many emails. When you guys say I sent an email, that don't mean nothing right about now. Seriously. People are being inundated with emails. So I need you to put that in the chat real quick. Everybody else, I need you to check your emails. All right. The only people I have right now on here is Rita, Dwayne, and that's it. Who else? Rita.
I will.
We haven't extended time yet.
Okay. Bill.
And there's a motion to adjourn.
So complicated. By acclamation, who wants to extend time?
Yes.
No.
Who
is the no?
No.
No.
I heard two no's.
It requires a two-thirds vote.
You haven't asked for the no's yet.
Okay, Bill don't want it. You know the majority gonna vote for what Bill wants, so let's go ahead and adjourn.
Okay.
just call me.
Can we? So offensive. I always vote for me, not for anybody else.
It happens to be 99% of the time that Bill won it, the way Bill votes.
Well, you then it's not like
characterize.
Me.
I mean, it's really, it's everything.
It's really the truth. You look at the record.
Dwayne, you know I can pick on you. So, yes, ma'am. Dwayne. Please.
They just read the record.
It's okay to beat up on Bill, but not on anybody else. But, you know,
we
don't seem to be accomplishing anything except insulting people.
It's
a meeting for insulting people, and is that all we want to do?
You created a lot of victims, but you're no victim.
Hey, we don't need to beat up on each other. We're on the same
team.
Bill has done all this dirty work across the network. He's no victim.
Are we adjourning, Madam Chair?
You're so wrong.
He's a victimizer.
Y'all are arguing right now, and Paul is finna cut y'all
off. He's a victimizer instead of a victim.
Absolutely true.
Leave this all on the recording. So yes, what's going on?
You know what? That is true, Wendy.
Yay, here's a screenshot again of Bill.
We should get it, you guys. That we kind of fall apart after a certain number of hours, so we should probably just hang up, you know? Nothing good can happen, it seems like.
Can I have a personal privilege, please?
Yes.
I think it's really offensive. It's extremely dismissive to accuse us of quote unquote falling apart in the face of racism. This is a someone who sides with a racist, who is you know, saying stuff like this. It's not okay. Like, this is not us falling apart. This is us calling out racism, and you saying we are falling apart is y'all trying to silence people of color.
Are we giving sermons at this point? What is it?
Nancy, with request for information.
Can you please call them out of order? That's not okay.
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, the town hall was seconded and the programming committee.
We got the town hall. We got it.
And the programming committee meeting to organize.
Yes, we got that too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to hear that. Will we be able to read this chat later on?
Oh, yeah.
How?
I'll give you that information later, okay?
Point of information, Madam Chair, Richard?
Yes, Richard.
Don't we have a motion on the table to adjourn?
I'm looking for a second, Richard. I didn't say it three times.
You don't have to second it, but I'll second it.
Thank you. Is it all those in favor?
Yeah. Thank you.
Are there any no's?
No.
No.
Good night,
Madam Chair. Good night, everybody. Call the meeting regarding this building.
Huh?
I would suggest you call a meeting because some members of this body may want to know about this building and the fact that the foundation does have authority over this building, but Bill misquoted by saying there could be an arrangement made with the loan.
Okay,
that all the money don't go.
In favor of that, I want to have that meeting. Because
I agree with that. So I'm gonna work on that.
Or if we could talk about it in an email.
The meeting is adjourned. The meeting is adjourned.
I thought the meeting was adjourned.
Madam Chair,
on the PNB, some of us stay over and talk, but go close it down.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Well, we have to adjourn this meeting now because Paula needs to drive to Missouri City.
And happy holidays.
So, thank you, Paula.
Yes, yes. I need to go.
Thank you, Paula.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all for having me as a